In the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, amen. As believers in Jesus Christ, we know and realize that we are already now citizens of heaven. Heaven is our home and our eternal destiny. Yet the Lord permits us to remain here on earth in this world of space and time. We, however, are not to wait around idly for the angelic trumpet or the angel of death. The Lord has a purpose and a mission for each of us. The Lord Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, proclaimed, "Amen, amen, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works which I do, he himself will also do. And even greater than these he will do, because I am going to the Father." These words of our Lord are a prediction, a challenge, and a promise. To understand this passage of Scripture, which serves as our text, we need to remember that the words were spoken by Jesus before his suffering under Pontius Pilate, before his death on Calvary's cross, and before his burial in the tomb of Joseph's garden. In his public ministry, Jesus had, according to his human nature, voluntarily limited himself to a small space on this earth. In the words of our text, Jesus Christ looked beyond the empty cross, beyond the open tomb, beyond his own ascension, to his session at the right hand of his heavenly Father. He looked forward to the time when he, together with the Father, would send the promised Holy Spirit. He anticipated that the Holy Spirit would come and fill his disciples with power and with life. He looked forward to the time when he, both according to his divine and human natures, would fulfill his promise to be with his disciples until the end of the age. The prediction that his apostles would do the work which he did came true. The apostles healed the sick and the diseased. They raised people from physical death. The prediction that his followers would do greater works than he did also came true. The apostles had a share in judgment, for the risen Christ gave them authority over sin, gave them the authority to retain the sins of the impenitent and to forgive the sins of those who repented. They had the mission and privilege of preaching the gospel and of baptizing children and adults in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. They were workers together with Christ and the Holy Spirit in the spiritual process whereby persons dead in trespasses and sins were raised to spiritual life and light. Their works were greater in scope and in intensity, and were made possible only because of Christ's own work on the cross, Christ's own work in conquering Satan, sin, and death. The works of the disciples, the greater works, were possible only through the enlightenment and energizing of God the Holy Spirit. The prediction that his followers would do greater works than he did during his state of humiliation still holds true today. The gospel of Jesus Christ is being proclaimed in all corners of the world. The gospel messages which go out over KFUO have the potential for reaching many more people than Jesus contacted during the 3 years of his public ministry. The same is true of the television ministry of This Is the Life. The words of Jesus in our text also serve as a challenge to each one of us individually. He wants to use each one of us as his instrument, as his agent for preaching, teaching, and proclaiming his word. Our risen Lord challenges us to develop every possible avenue for the spread of the good news of forgiveness and life through his most holy name. He would have us make imaginative and creative use of every medium through which we can announce, proclaim, and portray Jesus as Savior, Victor, and King. Because the words of our text are the words of Jesus Christ, who is both man and true God from eternity, they are words of promise. Luther, in commenting on this text, expands the words of Jesus and presents Jesus Christ as saying, "You will get the power to perform such works because you are my members and believe in me. Because you will be in me and I will be in you. For through the power which I shall enjoy at the right hand of the Father, I will work in you who believe in me and who have my word, baptism, and sacrament, and remain faithful to thee. And just as I am Lord over sin, death, hell, the devil, the world, and everything, so you also shall be lords over thee and be able to glory in the same power. This is yours, not by reason of your own worthiness or strength, but solely because I am going to the Father." May the Lord Jesus enlighten and empower us by his Holy Spirit through word and sacrament, that we may be partners in and partakers of his greater work. In the name of Christ our head, amen.